see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy far throughout the universe displays. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And through the wood and forest lakes I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree. And I look up from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And I think that God is Son nor sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly carried. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Christ us, rich out of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Peace be seated. Before we go to the opening prayer, I want to remember, I know you all know that yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the 9/11. We want to take a moment of silence to remember those who have died and also those who are affected even now, affected by that disaster that we had. Let us take a moment to honor these people and also remember the families, and also pray that God will bring peace, that is that so things will not happen again. So let us take a moment of silence. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you this opportunity that you have given us to gather together in your name and worship you together as your children. Thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us, Lord, in our daily lives. You give us good health and strength in our bodies. You give us peace and joy in our lives when we need it. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings, material, spiritual, and mental, and all those various things that we need in our lives. Even when we have been unfaithful to you, you have been faithful to us. We thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us so that we can be called your children and come to you and call you Father. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to gather together in your name, particularly as we remember the disaster that happened about 20 years ago. We commit ourselves into your hands again, Lord, to be messengers of peace in this world. We dedicate ourselves, our ministry, our mission, to bring peace and joy to the communities wherever we are, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit guide us and guard us and protect us, that these types of evil do not thrive anymore, and we pray for your guidance in the future. We thank you for all the blessings that you gave us as a nation since then. Guide us in the future. Bless us today as we gather to worship together, Lord, particularly our grandparents as we honor them. Guide them also. Thank you for the blessings of our grandchildren. Help us, Lord, to raise them in your grace and your knowledge. We pray that your presence be here today, that we can lift up your name so that you can bless us, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds so that we can see your majesty and your glory. We thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. With all the saints around the world and angels in heaven, we praise you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Okay.
Hey, Terry.
Pastor, how are you doing?
We have two people online, Victor and Martha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Victor, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, He's the great shepherd, rock of all ages. My mighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 66, verse 8 through 15.
Bless
Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of God's praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried.
You have brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our loins.
You let the people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us into this place.
I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows. That which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble.
I will offer to you burnt offerings of gladness with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats.
Come and hear, all you who worship God, and I will tell you what God has done for me.
I cried aloud to God, who was highly praised with my tongue.
If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
But truly, God has listened and has given heed to my voice and my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, but removed his steadfast love from me.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Peace be seated.
It's our prayer time now as we come before the throne of grace of God with our prayers of blessings to thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our life. I don't have to list all of them because there's so many to list. So please be grateful that we are here today and alive in this time and place because God has given us the opportunity to live in this world, and we thank him for that. And also we come before God with our burdens and concerns as well. And God is a good God, even in the midst of troubles and difficulties and problems. He has been faithful to us and he will be faithful to us continuously. So trusting in his promises that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will, we go to our God in prayer with our concerns and burdens. You can turn with me to the last page of the bulletin. The prayer items are listed there for your continued prayers. We have some special prayers that we want to call out, some of the people and the items that we want to call out. You know, family of Wayne Clements, as I told you earlier, they are grieving at the death of his sister. So they are traveling to them in the South Georgia. So please keep them in our prayers that God will give them the peace during this time. Also, many of you have known that our Eddie, who used to be here, sitting here for a long time, and he has passed away on the 23rd of August. He was in a facility. We have been praying for him for a while. So we found out from the family that he passed away. And so please keep the family in our prayers of family Eddie. A sweet guy, we always had good time with him and we miss him. Please continue to pray for Jack. And I heard from Miss Jean today that he's not doing well. Please keep him. And if you don't know, he's been on dialysis for a while now. And his health is not very good as of today. So keep him in our prayers. And also Linda, she is taking care of him. Please keep both of them in our prayers during this time. And also keep Martha in our prayer as she has to go through another round of chemo or whatever treatment that they're planning to suggest her. But she's strong. And as you heard her before, she's still our leading our church in various ways, even though she can't be here. So let us be thankful for her service at the same time. She needs a lot of prayer at this time and support. Martha will be there with you and in our prayers, and God is going to be there during this next couple of weeks as you plan on for your next treatment plan. They said we are glad that Bob was able to make it back here today, and he had a good time with his travel and his time with his daughter up in Chicago, and we are glad that you're back. You said you have some family in this class.
Mary Waters. Of mine, they who spent the summer that my first day today was actually quite a passed away. Always passed away in the last 2 weeks, and they, and I would just like to emphasize, please, they all died from COVID. Yeah, even with your grandkids and your kids. And I'm talking about, not talking about little kids, I'm talking about other kids and other grandkids, so they're everywhere, and each one of these people passed away because their grandkids and their kids brought the COVID into their house. The elder people will die, the younger people, some of them got their people, 48 years old.
Yes, yeah.
Please
pray for these families who are.
Yes,
particularly her family in Mississippi has gone through a number of deaths.
Yes.
Because of COVID. Let us pray that God will control this and also do our part in being responsible adults and citizens, particularly respect others, our seniors and elders. Let us also keep our nation in our prayers, our president and vice president, cabinet, and all those who are in power who make decisions. These times are not easy to make decisions. They have a tough job to do. No matter what happens or what kind of arguments that we can go back and forth, it's not an easy job to be in those situations. And let us pray for the governors and the mayors of cities and all those people who make decisions, who have to make decisions on many things. And also the school superintendents and teachers. Very sad to hear that a lot of teachers are affected by this COVID because the schools have started. We don't know, there's no complete answer for everything. So we know that. But God has everything planned out, provided we are humble before Him and follow what God gives us to follow. So please pray for our teachers, our students, our school administrators, very tough job, and the hospitals. And I heard on Thursday, 12 nurses quit together in one day in one of the Northeast Georgia hospitals. That means they have 25% of their nurses out. And the administrator, if that starts happening to doctors as well, eventually, I mean, we won't have medical care that we need. The hospitals are full with COVID patients, and they are not taking any emergencies or non-emergency surgeries. None of them is scheduled now. So if you have a heart problem or a stroke or something that you want to schedule a surgery, you may not get an appointment. Please pray that God will intervene and open the doors at the right time so that we can be back to normal again. Let us also be thankful for all the service workers, our military, fire, police, our delivery people, grocery clerks, all those people who work day and night, trash workers, please stop them and give them a thank you, which means a lot to them. Please do that regularly as you can, because they put their lives on their risk at their risk and then serve us when we are actually shut up in our homes. So please pray for them and their families as well. Are there any special calls of prayer other than listed here or called out? Sorry. Where is he at now? Okay, Ian is Terry's son who started training with the ministry. So let's keep him in our prayers. Anyone here or online, any items to share or praise God for anything?
Praise God.
Oh, yeah. It's Alan, right?
Alan.
Yeah. All right.
Where are you going to?
All right. If no other call outs, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we can. I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. God of grace and God of mercy, we thank you for this time that you've given us. We gather together in your name as one body and as your children united in spirit. We thank you for giving us this opportunity through this church to gather in your name and come before you with our prayers of blessings as well as our prayers of concern. Thank you, God, for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. It was not our choice, but it was your choice that you gave us this life. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for all the joys and the blessings that come with it. Even when sometimes we are not aware of it, you shower upon manifold blessings in our lives through our health and strength in our bodies, joy and peace in our lives, in our mind and spirit. All the things that you give us every day, we thank you for that. We thank you for the fellowship of the church and the opportunity like this that we can gather together in your name and worship together as well. At the same time, we also bring our concerns and burdens to you, Lord. Many of us are broken in our hearts and in our minds and also in our bodies. You know our situations and our conditions more than anybody else, but we trust in a living God who knows everything that is happening in our lives. And we know that ultimately you work everything for good to them that love God. And that's your promise, Lord. And we come before you, trusting in your promise with all of our needs and burdens. We particularly pray for the families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, particularly Wayne and his family. Bless them with your peace and comfort them with your presence. We pray for the family of Eddie also, as we miss him, Lord. We pray for peace and comfort for that family as well. And we pray for Miss Lou's families that are affected by the COVID, and many have lost their lives. We pray for your continued blessing upon the families to be with them, comfort them with your presence, and also help us, Lord, to be faithful stewards for you to take care of our elderly people during this time. We also pray for Ian as he's in basic training. We thank you for the gift that you've given him and the willingness that he decided to serve the country through the military. We thank you for such young men, and we thank you for their lives. We pray for their safety as well, and also your continued blessing upon Ian during this training to be a blessing wherever he is. We also thank you for the new phase in Alan's life as he's got married a couple of weeks ago. Bless them, bless the new couple, and bless them in their new family life, that there will be a blessing wherever they are, and spreading your love and compassion and care to others. We pray for Martha as she's planning on for the next phase of her treatment. We pray for your continued guidance for the doctors and nurses to do the right thing, and also help her to be strong. And thank you for the strong faith that you have given her. Help her to trust in you, particularly she needs more strength in her body at this time. Guide her, Lord, with your wisdom and the Holy Spirit, and comfort them, and also reach with your healing and your presence. Pray for Jack, particularly as he's having a hard time with his health issues. We pray for your blessing and healing hands to touch him at this time, Lord. As we pray united in one prayer, in one spirit, pray for your healing hand to touch him right now. We pray for Linda as well, as she has to take care of many needs of him, as well as other things that she has to juggle around. We pray for your strength and power to be with her. Bless both of them with your presence and peace on a daily basis. We thank you again for Bob, who came back from his trip and helped his health and strength in his body, and continue to be with him, Lord, during this age, and also his health. We pray for your strength to continue with him, and bless him with your peace and joy every day, and pray for Kathy as well. We pray for all of those who are grandparents, who have grandchildren. We thank you for the gift of children and grandchildren you have given us in this world. Help us to be grateful for everything that you give us, Lord. Help us to raise them in your grace and in your knowledge, that they will become a blessing to this world. Particularly, we thank you for Abigail and Mackenzie, that they were able to join us today as well. Continue to be with them in their families and bless them, Lord. Be with us today as we worship together, Lord. We pray for our nation, particularly our president and the leaders of the Congress and governors of the states, and all those who make decisions on a daily basis. Bless them with your guidance, the Holy Spirit. Give them the wisdom to make the right decision. We pray for peace, particularly in Afghanistan and the Middle East. We pray for your guidance in everything that happens there. The control of the Holy Spirit will be there. We also pray for and thank you for the services of our police, military, and fire, all those services, and the delivery workers and trash workers, and all those who put their lives at risk every day. We pray for the medical professionals, doctors, nurses, technicians. Pray for their safety and their family's safety, Lord. We pray for our school teachers, our school administrators, a lot of people who are working, putting their lives at risk during this time. Pray for your continued guidance as a society, Lord, so that we can do the right thing on a daily basis. Be with us today as we worship you, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Let your Holy Spirit fill us with your power as we meditate on your word, and also make prayers, and also meditate from reading from your scripture. Help us, Lord, to understand the meaning of these things and to experience that power in our lives, and also spread that power to others through our lives. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take the offering now. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Scripture says everybody should give according to what he has decided in his heart. Not reluctantly, but under, not under compulsion, but God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Take these gifts and offerings and use it for the glory of your name, and help us, Lord, to use this for bringing blessing to this world for the needy and who are absolutely needed for this kind of support. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for all the abundance that you have given us, Lord, and always be caring for others who do not have many. We thank you for everything that you have given us to do your work in this community. Bless and use our opportunities to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we'll do the scripture reading. It is taken from the book of Job, chapter 30, verses 26 through 31.
Yet, when I hope for good, evil comes. When I look for light, then comes darkness. The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me. I go about blackness, but not by the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother of jackals, a companion of owls. My skin grows black and peels. My body burns with fever. My larynx is turned to mourning, and my pipes to the sound of the wailing. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be
let us go to God in prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us. You gave your son, Jesus Christ, as the living word who came to this world and lived in flesh and blood among us. We come before your living word at this time so that we can experience the power in our lives when we listen to the word. Open our hearts, Lord, and illumine our souls that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. As we meditate on your word, we pray that you will give us a humble spirit, that we will receive your word and go from this place to be your witnesses of your love and care to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the scripture reading that you read, or we read today and you heard today, it's from a man who was in affliction and pain. It was not a very good scripture reading to read on a regular basis. He's complaining about all the pains and suffering that he had to go through. That is the man named Job in the book of in the Bible. It is a old book in the Bible. Many say that is the oldest written book among all the books in the Bible, but many say. But it's about a man who was in pain, afflicted by various things on his body, in his mind, in his spirit. When you read that book, it is something that you cannot imagine how a person can go through this kind of terrible, terrible tragedy. But in the midst of all of that pain, when I read this book, the Spirit of God gave me lesson from this book is saying that pain and suffering is a blessing. I don't know how many of you would agree with that. But it is a blessing if we consider many things in our lives. Pain is absolutely needed for our body. There is a book by the name called Alone No Longer. It's an old book by a person by name Stanley Stein. And he was affected by the disease called Hansen's disease, which is also called leprosy. And most diseases are feared because of the pain that is associated with it. But leprosy is dreaded due to the lack of pain. So he says in that book that the disease numbs, and he was affected by this disease, gradually it will numb your nervous system and you will lose the sense of pain. And if you don't feel pain when your tissues and organs are dying and decaying, you don't know what is happening with your body because you are dying. He says in his book, if you have time and go read it, pain is a blessing. And he said he did not know what was going on in the beginning. So he started using hot water to wash his face every day. And as it continued growing and growing, his face started blistering because he was using boiled water, hot water on washing his face, and his face got blistered. And he didn't know it was hot because he didn't know pain because of the disease. Gradually, he destroyed his eyes because of that by washing with boiled water, and he lost his eyesight. So it is not just that disease, but there's another congenital disorder. Many of you probably have heard about the indifference to pain syndrome. Some people cannot have the pain experience in their body. So such people are restrained from many things. If you go to the doctor and they diagnose the problem with you, if you don't have pain, they will restrict you. And I read a story about a little girl who had this problem, and they did not know she had that problem. She was 2 or 3 years old, started with teeth coming out, and one day they saw her biting and chewing on her fingertips, and the blood started coming, and she was drawing pictures on a paper with her blood. They didn't know why she was doing that, but when they took her to the doctors, they found out that she had this congenital lack of pain or indifference to pain syndrome. So when I hear all these things, these stories and all these things, in fact, I believe that pain is a gift from God. In fact, pain does not bond us or give us bondage, but it actually frees us to do things. If you don't have the gift of pain in your body, you will be restricted from doing many, many things. So pain is something that frees us to do the things that we can do freely, and the body will alert us when there is danger around us. In fact, pain is a gift from God. It is a gift probably nobody wants, but nobody wants. A gift nobody wants. So our natural tendency is to avoid pain as much as possible, but because it is unpleasant and painful, right? That's what pain is. But like I said, it does not dampen life, but it is also a blessing to free us from the bondages that limit us from doing certain things. It is pain is the great inhibitor which helps us getting in danger. When you don't have the feeling of pain, the doctors will restrict you. Lack of sense or lack of pain puts you under bondage. In such cases, pain actually sets you free. So we need the gift of pain. Pain not only frees us from our bondages, but it also alerts us what is safe and what is good for our body in our mind. in our lives. C.S. Lewis, one of the Christian authors, says that nobody likes pain. And nobody wants to go after pain either. But if it comes, learn to embrace it. That's something that we need to think about. Nobody likes pain. Nobody seeks after pain. But it comes, it's a reality. It will come one day or other. But when it comes, we need to learn to embrace pain with thankfulness. Because God has given pain as a gift. Let us embrace it. And it's not easy lesson to learn. But Job, this man, who went through so much pain in his body and in his soul and in his spirit, all his children died instantly like that. All the wealth, he was a wealthy man. He lost everything in a matter of days and minutes. And he found himself abandoned by his friends, his relatives, because he had sores all over his body. And just stinking and smelly, and even his wife was staying away from him. I would not blame her. Sometimes Job's wife is taken and talked about as a bad woman because she told him, curse God and die. People think of her as a bad woman, but I don't. Because she stayed with him through all this ordeal. And the second phase of his life, he was still his wife. I'm glad that she stayed with him. That's why I like, and I have a sermon on Job's wife. One day we might be able to hear it. But Job's wife is one of the noblest women in the Bible. So she stayed with him throughout. She could have easily walked away, right? You know how things are now. You know, people are filing for divorce for toilet paper and paper towels and things like that, silly things. Here is a man, it's a woman who stayed with him throughout the ordeal when everybody left and his body was dying and decayed. And he was complaining, and then his wife stayed with him. Anyway, I just want to tell him that because of pain, he has a lesson that he wants to teach us through this book of Job. So he started complaining about all these things. Today we read that she was complaining to God about the pain he was going through. And the chapter 38 that we read today starts with his pain of his soul more than his body. If you look at the first verse, he starts with saying that people who talked to me before and recognized me before, don't talk to me anymore. Now, nowadays, they used to, you know, call me. We can say they used to call me and they don't call me anymore. Or they used to text me or, you know, Facebook or whatever things. When things get bad, you will see how people back off. They don't want to be part of it. They don't want to be part of it. That's what Job is saying. So he was broken and painful in his soul more than his body. That's what he's saying there. So the pain affects our soul and our spirit more than our body. We can take painkillers or other things during this time and at this age and time. But what do you take for your pain of your soul or the pain of your spirit? You can take some pills or a tablet and say that you cannot have pain. Mental pain is many times worse than the physical pain. And C.S. Lewis, again, in his book, says that mental pain is less dramatic than physical pain, but it is more common and also more hard to bear. The frequent attempt to conceal the mental pain increases the burden of the pain. That's true. Our hearts are broken. Who can we go to? Can you go to a cardiologist and tell him, hey, my heart is broken. He's not going to see you. He said he'll be crazy. That's what Job was going through. It is easier to C.S. Lewis says that it is easier to say my tooth is aching than to say my heart is broken. Right? People can see it or feel it. Your dentist will take you when your tooth is broken. But when your heart is broken, nobody's going to take you. Who do you go to? You can go to your wife or a husband for some time, but after they hear every day for a long time, they'll say, well, I've heard enough. You've heard enough. As human beings, we have limits. So our mental brokenness and pain and anguish that we go through in our spirit and in our soul are much, much harder than physical pain. And that's what Job was going through. But again, like I said, pain is a great gift. And Job went through this, and ultimately he learned that it was a great teacher if you try to learn from it. When pain comes, embrace them as a teacher who is going to teach you so many things that you have never learned before through pain. In Psalm 19, verse 71, we read like this, it is good for me that I was afflicted with pain, that I might learn from your word. So then pain comes, you know, it's natural for us to complain. But at the same time, pray to God to receive the grace to embrace the pain during that time and to go to the living word, scripture, and find comfort in those type of situations when we are broken. And pain is also a great equalizer. It makes all us as brothers and sisters, if nothing else. Because it doesn't matter if you are president or not, if you are rich or not, if you are educated or not, or you have a high position or not, it doesn't matter. Pain is pain. When you go to the doctor, they will ask you, you know, from 1 to 10, where is your pain? Right? It doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes when I get this cluster headache, I went to the doctor. Last time when I went to him, I was terribly in pain. And he said, 1 to 10, what is your pain? I said, 25. He said, what? He was crazy. You know, he thought I was crazy, but I was terribly in pain. So that kind of situations, we cannot go to anybody else. But Job teaches us that pain will teach you to go to the right source when you have such situations. And he learned it in the hard way. Finally, he found out that there is a person who can make you whole. Even in the midst of pain, when you go through the pain and suffering situation, there is a God who will be there with you, suffering along with you in the midst of your situation. Not somebody standing outside like a doctor and asking you, what is your pain? 1 to 10? No. God knows our pain. He knows I'm going through 25 right now. And he knows what I'm suffering from in my soul and in my spirit. He shares the pain with us. That's how Jesus Christ came to this world, to take up that pain. As he was hanging on the cross, he suffered and took the pain for you and me. And he will be there with us in the time of pain and suffering. And Job has the same message about 5 or 6,000 years ago when this book was written. He says, I have a lesson for you. If pain comes, don't complain too much because people are not going to hear you much more. But embrace it. Embrace it as a gift of God because he's going to be there in the midst of your pain when nobody else can understand. That's the gift of pain that God gives us. And it's an equalizer. It doesn't matter who you are and where you are from or what family you belong to. We are all in the same boat when it comes to pain. Pain puts us in our life in a different perspective. That's what Job also teaches us, the book of Job. Helps us to put priorities in a different perspective. A lot of people reevaluate the priorities when they go through pain. Illness and suffering help us to get our values in order. Many times during the pain and suffering that when we reflect on our life and count the many blessings that we have already received. And that is what a great preacher had to undergo a tonsillitis surgery one time for the tonsils. And he was told that cutting the part of the throat has a risk of losing his voice. He could not think of life without voice because he was a preacher. Sometimes somebody tells me, you're going to lose your voice tomorrow. What am I going to do to preach? So it goes with singers and runners and anybody who are afflicted by things like that. They all have to evaluate the risk when afflicted. William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, was growing blind with the disease. He preached until his death, saying, I preached when I had eyesight, and I will preach when I don't have eyesight. So regardless of what blessings do you have or do you don't have, use it at the time when you are given whatever you have. So you can use pain also for the glory of God. Believe me, that is what one of the blessings of pain. So this is the remarkable story of this man, Job, who went through a lot of things in his life and the pain that he suffered. But ultimately, when he complained to God, we go to chapters 34, 36, 38, we finally hear from God. So that's the funny thing about this book, interesting thing. God was silent all through these chapters. God heard all of these things about complaints, and the people around him and his friends and neighbors started complaining. What kind of God is this? Where is your God? And he himself is asking, where is my God? When these people are asking me about my God. But finally, in chapter 37 and 38, God appears to Job. And God is giving him a lesson. And when he started questioning about the, God and his presence, God appears to him and tells him in chapter 38, we read like this. We read that God talked to him in a whirlwind at the end. And he says like this, brace yourself like a man. That's what God told him in the midst of that pain. Job, I heard all these things through 37 chapters. Now I have a message here for you. You're complaining about your pain? Brace yourself like a man. And then he continues to say, who marked off all the dimensions of this universe? Who laid the cornerstones of this world? Where were you when the morning stars sang together and all the angels shout for joy at the creation time? Where were you when I shut up the sea behind limits? Have you ever given orders to the morning to appear? The morning comes, right? You don't give an order to appear. It comes. Where does it come from? Have you visited the treasuries of snow to see how it is formed? You don't know where the snow comes from. And we kind of have the science behind it. We went to Alaska and see the glacier. I don't, that's an amazing thing. Where does this come from? Can you shout to the clouds and make it rain? Or make it stop from raining? Who makes the donkeys go wild? Stand up like a man and brace yourself for battle. That's what God says to the suffering man. And I, in the first time, in the first reading, I thought that God was being rude to him. But no. Life is filled with pain and suffering as well as blessing. But we only like the blessing. The good things. Is that God's problem or our problem? It's our problem. Realities of life have pain and suffering in it. We have mountains and valleys. Brace them like a man and take it and embrace it. That's what God is telling him to do. And I was reading, and Job responded then. And he looked at all these things that God was giving question after question. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you when I started your life in your mother's womb? Did you know that? Where were you when I did this, when I did that? And Job had no answer. He gave up before God and he said, Lord, I understand it now. You are the almighty, all-powerful God, the creator of everything. And you gave me this life as a gift. I don't have anything to boast about. It is only because of your gift. And whatever comes with it, I will take it with thankfulness. And I know that you are there in the midst of this trouble with me. And Job finally surrenders himself to God and acknowledges his condition before God. And also acknowledges the greatness of God. And finally, you all know that if you can go and read the final chapters, God blessed him twofold, you know, except his wife. He has only still one wife. After all this go through, he got more children. And we read that the new children, the girls that he got, were the most beautiful women in the whole world ever lived. I believe that after his suffering and the second phase of his life. God is a faithful God. No matter what we have to go through, even in the valley of the shadow of death, we know that he is going to be with us. Let us go from this place in the assurance that even when pain comes, it's a God who will be there with us sharing that pain. So embrace it. We will experience the power and the presence of God in our lives. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. If you're able, please stand. It is in the hymnal, it is page 351.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others by my calling, do not pass me by.
God, as we go from this place, know that God is going to be there in the midst of our suffering. And pray every day to embrace pain as it comes. God will give us the grace to embrace it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week, Martha and Victor.
Thank you. You have a blessed week.